suspected killer hospitalized. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Investigators in North Carolina say the 15-year-old suspect in last night's shooting in Raleigh that left five dead remains hospitalized in critical condition.
An off-duty police officer who was on his way to work and a 16-year-old boy are among the dead. Police Chief Estella Patterson called it a senseless gun crime.
While we are grieving, Raleigh remains a resilient community, and we will get through this together.
Two others were hurt, including a 59-year-old who was in critical condition and a Raleigh police officer who was treated and released.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Authorities say they haven't yet determined a motive in the shooting. The Connecticut Medical Examiner's Office today announcing two Bristol police officers who were killed in an apparent ambush both died from multiple gunshot wounds to their heads and torsos. Sergeant Dustin DeMont and Officer Alex Hamzy were killed Wednesday. A third officer was also shot but survived. The suspected shooter was shot dead at the scene. Former President Trump taking to his social media site to lash out at the House January 6th committee after members voted yesterday to subpoena him.
Trump saying, quote, "Why did they wait until the very end, the final moments of their last meeting? Because the committee is a total bust, that has only served to further divide our country," as he wondered why the committee didn't ask him to testify months ago.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The Defense Department has gotten a request from SpaceX and Tesla founders Elon Musk to take over funding for his satellite network that has provided crucial battlefield communications for Ukrainian military forces during the war with Russia. Musk's Starlink system has provided broadband internet to more than 150,000 Ukrainian ground stations. Earlier today, Musk tweeted that it was costing SpaceX $20 million a month to support Ukraine's communications needs. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two major supermarket chains are looking to merge.
Kroger is buying Albertsons. The Wall Street Journal says the deal values the company at $24.6 billion. The combination would give them greater ability to negotiate with vendors and would help them to compete with Walmart and Amazon, which are growing in the grocery business. Walmart is now the nation's largest grocer. Kroger and Albertsons are expected to sell overlapping stores to help the combination pass regulators. Kroger also owns the Fred Meyer, Ralph's, and King Supers stores. Albertsons has Safeway, Acme, and Tom Thumb. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Kids hoping to go to college could be facing a tougher time.
College acceptance rates at some top-tier schools are tightening up as more kids apply to the same highly ranked institutions, and many who paused during the pandemic are resuming their educations. According to The Hill, some public schools are now seeing rates once associated with the Ivy Leagues, which have also slashed admissions numbers. For every 100 applicants, Harvard let in about 3 students for its newest class, the lowest rate in the school's history, according to the university student paper, The Crimson. A record low 19% who applied will be attending the University of Virginia. It's just under 17% for UNC, which a decade ago had admissions rates of over 60%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Scottish actor Robbie Coltrane, who played a forensic psychologist on the TV series Cracker and Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, has died. He was 72. Coltrane's agent, Belinda Wright, said he died today at a hospital in Scotland. He played the gentle half-giant Hagrid in all 8 Harry Potter films. Other roles included a Russian crime boss in the James Bond thrillers Goldeneye and The World Is Not Enough. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.